I'm a retired psychiatric nurse who trained and spent most of my career at Johns Hopkins Hospital and worked about 50% of the holidays over 46 years. I'm going to tell two stories and try to relate them. About 12 years ago, a new coworker was feeling sad because she was going to be away from her family for Christmas for the first time. Later that evening, the mother of one of our patients came to the hospital and told us that her son's father, the son being our patient, that the father had hung himself and died. So we were trying to we were shocked and trying to decide when to tell the little boy before or after Christmas that his father was dead. I honestly can't remember what we decided, but this clearly put in perspective for the young coworker the insignificance of her having to work on Christmas compared to what this little boy was going through. The next story took place on December 24th, 2010, which would be the last Christmas Eve that I would work at Hopkins Hospital. Most of the patients and a few of the staff decided to go down to the Statue of Christ to see carolers from a local church, which had been coming to the hospital for about 80 years. When we got down to the statue, the carolers had not yet arrived. Two elementary school-age boys wanted to inspect the statue a little more closely. One boy thought that he had found a defect in the statue when he noticed a chip of marble missing from the foot of Jesus. I explained that this was to symbolize where nails had been put in the feet and the hands of Jesus. He asked if a nail had been put in Jesus' head, and I said no, but there had been a crown of thorns. He asked if the people felt sorry for what they had done, but then he asked if he could peek up the marble robe of Jesus. And I, through gritted teeth, said no. I was more concerned, I think, about the others that assembled that might think that the boys were a little weird. I later regretted that I didn't let them pursue his curiosity. Near the statue of Jesus, there is a journal in which people write comments, sometimes petitions, prayers for patients and staff. One of the boys did write an entry in the journal. A few days later, I was telling a new coworker about the little boy that wanted to peek up the marble robe of Jesus, and she said she had never seen the statue. So we went down to the statue, and while we were there, I wanted to see what the boy had written in the journal, thinking that it might have been doodling or it might have been a Christmas wish list. Well, it turned out he had written, "Can you help make my life better?" So appropriate. So I think, in conclusion, patients can give us some perspective. And also, if you ever get the urge to peek up the marble robe of Jesus, take a peek. People may think you're weird, but that's okay, I guess. Happy holidays.